So when we are going through frustration, is it possible to think logically A, B, C? We also can try to develop some reflexive action that is spiritual. So basically, we all have certain reflexive actions. Say, suppose I feel frustrated over something. Then somebody may just decide to eat a lot and forget the frustration. That is basically, we're not eating for nutrition, we're eating for comfort. They're eating for comfort. Some people just turn on a television and forget things. Some people may just start playing some video games. Some people may drink. Some people may take drugs. Different people may do different things. So, when there is an unfavorable stimulus that comes, at that time we have a default response. Now we need to change the default response and make it positive. So we may find out, okay, among the devotional activities, is there any devotional activity which I can connect with easily? For some of us it may be kirtans. I just like to hear this sweet kirtans. Then keep some kirtans which you like readily accessible with us. For some of us it may like the pictures of Krishna, some pictures of Krishna's deities. We as soon as we see them, we feel devotional emotion coming towards us. Keep them ready. For some of us, it may be philosophy, some verses from scripture, or some quotes based on spiritual wisdom, or maybe some book and some passages within the book, or some devotees' classes, or some points within some classes. We keep them with us. And then gradually we train ourselves, as soon as we feel depressed, as soon as I feel negative, I do that. I need some relief, but instead of seeking relief this way, I seek that. So that logical, reasoning and thinking may not be step by step possible. But there is a reflexive action that happens. And if you can change that reflexive action, then that's how we will become protected. And gradually we'll become purified. So if somebody is a new firefighter and they go with their hose and they go with their truck and there's a big fire, they become so panicky, they drop the fire of hose and they just become panicky. Now when there's a trained firefighter, still when they see a big fire they may be alarmed, but the training kicks into place and they immediately take the fire hose and start, okay, attack the fire here. Pour water over here. Then go over there, attack over there. So basically, there may be horror on seeing the fire, but that horror doesn't last for long. The training kicks into place. So similarly for us, as we keep practicing bhakti, our reflex actions can become spiritual. And we have regular devotional activities, but we also need to find some devotional activities with which we can connect quickly. And that can become our devotional reflex action instead of something else being our devotional, being our reflex action. And once we start doing the devotional reflex action, then gradually we start getting calmer. And once we become calmer, then we can think logically. And then we can do other things also for corrective things. But we at least need, first of all, a structure to know what to do. And secondly, some system or some routine by which we can start off going in that structured direction. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.